Texas Tea hits a milestone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Crude oil closed above $100 a barrel for the first time yesterday, as if the economy didn't have enough problems. There's talk about OPEC not agreeing to pump more when ministers meet next month. The market's also been a bit skittish about the threat of violence in Nigeria. But oil prices have edged just below 100 bucks in overnight trading. That spike in oil took the air out of a stock market rally yesterday. The Dow ended down 10 to 12,337. The S&P slipped a point. The Nasdaq lost 15. Asian markets moved lower overnight. European stocks are down as well. Overseas markets have been rattled by more subprime trouble. A major private equity group has delayed repaying billions of dollars in debt. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
A subsidiary of Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, one of America's biggest private equity groups, triggered the stock market falls. The company has delayed the repayment of debt worth several billion dollars for the second time. The delay is embarrassing for KKR. The company thought they'd fixed this problem 6 months ago, bailing out their subsidiary to the tune of $270 million. James McIntosh of the Financial Times says two of KKR's founders put their own cash into the bailout.
It's not clear exactly how much Henry Kravis and George Roberts put in personally, but between all the partners, it was about $50 million. It's quite a few nice brightly coloured shirts being lost here.
KKR's difficulties are a further unwelcome sign that the credit crunch is far from over. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A new report out today says it's harder than ever for the poor to go to college. The study underwritten by the Pew Charitable Trust says education matters. But as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, family status may matter more.
If you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, it's pretty hard to wrench it out. The study says the nation's wealthiest children still have a 23% chance of staying on top, even if they never go to college. And there are more rich kids than ever. John Morton is in charge of economic policy at the Pew Charitable Trust.
The gap between the rich and the poor is the highest that we've seen since the 1920s.
One of the study's authors, Ron Haskins of the Brookings Institution, says the gap is growing because upper-income kids have built-in advantages, from family business connections to upbringing.
And they learn correct behavior, not to hit, not to talk out of turn. Lots of kids from low-income families haven't mastered that yet.
Haskins says public preschool could help those kids. He's not talking about Head Start, though. He thinks it's gotten too big and bureaucratic. The key, he says, is smaller preschool programs run by the states. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
One of the oldest traditions in television is the fall season. Time was when we looked forward to sampling new shows as the school year began. Gone are those glory days of TV, and now advertisers have many more options. So NBC Universal is moving to a year-round schedule to introduce new programs. The New York Times reports the network could build marketing around specific shows and integrate products into the plots. NBC plans to announce a 52-week schedule in April.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
The International Toy Fair wraps up today in New York City. At this year's convention, the word on everyone's lips has been safety. Toy makers recalled 25 million products last year. While those recalls were intended to get potentially harmful toys off store shelves, the problem isn't likely to go away soon, particularly at discount retailers. Michael May has this report from Austin, Texas.
Bargain hunter Jennifer Martinez is going into this Family Dollar store in East Austin. She can buy each of her 4 children a toy for a dollar. She takes a careful look, though.
If it's something that's dangerous for them, something that has lead in it, I'm hoping it would say on there, give some kind of warning or something.
Martinez has reason to be vigilant. The dollar store has an entire aisle of costume jewelry, action figures, and toy cars from China, just the sort of items recently found to have lead paint. But consumers can't rely on package warnings. Tom Neltner heads the nonprofit, Improving Kids' Environment.
The federal government doesn't have a systematic way to identify the problem. It's often left up to concerned citizens, consumer groups to test the products. We know of many products that have lead in them that complaints have been filed on that have not yet been recalled.
Last summer, when lead paint in Chinese toys made it to the U.S., big companies like Mattel invested millions of dollars to test their products and issued recalls. That's not the case with the importers that stock dollar stores. And Neltner says the federal government doesn't put a high priority on small batches of cheap trinkets.
If you're the Consumer Product Safety Commission and you've got so many recalls, hundreds of items with complaints on them, you're going to go for the one with a million items rather than just 5,000.
Which means that the government is effectively ignoring toys that end up in the hands of low-income children. A Nielsen study showed that almost half of regular dollar store shoppers live on less than $30,000 a year.
Some of the recent demographic changes indicate that now it's becoming a little more upscale, moving towards middle class and wealthy people who are interested in the garage sale aspect of it. Unfortunately, with its scavenger hunt, people aren't aware or insensitive to the fact that there may be lead or cadmium in some of these products.
Neltner says that situation won't change until the government moves from a system that relies on recalls to one that checks the safety of imports at the border. In Austin, I'm Michael May for Marketplace.
Have you got thoughts about toy safety? Let us know. Go to the confessional at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.